Blog Talk Radio.
So I'm grateful to what God did, for what God did, and what he's still doing. So many marvelous things. God bless all of you. Amen. And I just want to get some prayer this morning. This is the First Fruits Prayer and Praise Convention line. So we're giving him praise. Now, if there's anybody, oh, my God, anybody on this line who needs prayer, I sure would like for Ambassador Stern to get ready to pray for us today. Amen. She can pray like I don't know anybody can pray like her. Amen. I want you to get your prayer request in because we certainly are concerned about you. We want God to bless you and help you and give you miracles. I'm a person who believes that God is a miracle worker. Some people don't believe that, but I believe it. I've experienced it for myself that God is a miracle worker. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So if you need a miracle from the Lord, you have an option. Yeah, you have an option. You can go on and spend a week in the hospital and have a bill about $50,000 if you want to. That's fine with me. You have an option. You can go ahead and spend 2 weeks and have almost a $100,000 bill, maybe 3 weeks or a month with a $100,000-something bill. That's fine with me if you want to do that. But as for me and my house, we're going to believe the report of the Lord, and we're going to believe that he is a miracle worker. So whatever you want to do is fine with me. But as for me, we all make decisions. Amen. I'm going to believe in the Lord, and I'm going to believe in miracles. And just in case, you know, I miss it some way, I got you all who can have faith with me, because the Bible says, if any two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything that you shall ask, you can, it shall be done for you of the Father. Amen. So, but you have options. Yeah, and just like you have options, I have options. I'm going to believe in what the Lord said. If you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we can speak to the mountain, and the mountain will move. So who's wrong and who's right? The Bible's right and somebody's wrong. God bless all of y'all. Amen. Any prayer requests? The line is open to you. Anybody want to take those prayer requests this morning? That's fine, too. But we're going to receive the prayer request. The line is open to you. Anybody?
Ambassador, like Mother Digby, I want to keep my pastor. My pastor had a quadruple bypass, and I'm asking God to give him a brand new heart. And I want you all to agree with me and pray that the Lord give him a brand new heart.
Yes, ma'am. I believe that. All right. Pastor Shimo, is that right? All right. God bless you. I heard somebody else. Go ahead. Come on in.
God bless you, Dr. This is Mother Wilson again. I'm
yes,
requesting
ma'am.
For safe travel for the van load of people, and my husband is in that van on their way back home from the funeral, that God will give them safe traveling. And also pray for me because I'm looking for a miracle, and I'm expecting the impossible because God is good, and I'm just waiting on it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We certainly will pray for that. Where are they coming back from?
They're leaving out this morning.
Where are they?
Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago to Memphis. All right.
Thanks.
God bless you. We certainly will travel. I pray for the traveling grace. All right. Now, anybody else have a prayer request?
Mother Johnson from Indianapolis.
All right, Mother Johnson.
I have Angel Wilson. She's have cancer. Wilma Holmes have cancer. R.D. Bradford, he's have cancer. And Pastor Gina Cutland's husband, he is sick. And he's in the hospital with dementia. And it's somebody else, another lady else. Oh, can't call her name right now, but she have cancer. And all these people are very sick, and I'm just asking the Lord that he will heal them to let them know that they can let somebody else know how good God is for them. So I'm just asking you all to pray for these people that they may be healed of cancer.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And pray for
them. Mother, God bless you, and thank you so much. We need to have a special prayer for this cancer demon to cast him out in the name of Jesus. And whatever we bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And that includes cancer. Whenever the Lord is in the room, everything is subject to him. I wouldn't be serving God if he was afraid of cancer. Why? God is not afraid of nothing and can heal anything. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a few more prayer requests, and then we're going to come back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. First, I would like to say, Mother Digby, happy birthday. May the Lord continue blessing you, woman of God, and your beautiful family, and I love you. I pray
Thank
for
you,
Dr. Johnson. You're welcome, beautiful. And
Thank you.
I pray for the children. There's a lot of children, Dr. Johnson, from overseas, whether country, India and other countries, that they are being sold to their families. Tell them, I understand they're living in a poverty for sex. And these children, I mean, strangers are taking their purity from them. And I can see, I was watching a documentary that they don't want to. One of them wanted to commit suicide, wanted to kill herself. So please, this is my prayer this morning, because I can't picture, I have a 16-year-old daughter, but long story short, my prayer this morning is for the youth, the children, doesn't matter, America, the United States, overseas, outside of the country, please, thank you.
My God, you're the slave trade, and we certainly will keep that in prayer. That is a terrible situation. Amen. All right, anybody else? Anybody else?
This is Sister Linda from Utah. I just want to say y'all keep me in prayer today while I go get this little procedure done in my eye.
All right.
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking the saints to pray for me. I also have a procedure that I'm going to go through this morning, too. God bless you.
All right.
I think we can take at least one or two more. Somebody's got a double phone open, so close it off, please. Thank you. Anybody else with a prayer request?
Yes. Good morning, everybody. This is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray out of Kansas City, Missouri. I do want to get a prayer request for First Fruit. We've got some missing people, Sister Ann Johnson and Sister Latanya Williams. Haven't heard them in a while. I've been praying for Sister Latanya Williams. She's been a heavy on my heart.
She's gone.
Sheila. Okay, well, just let her know that I've been praying for her. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we heard from Sister Williams last night on the blog line. Oh, my God, and she was so happy to be back and be on there. Amen. Hopefully she's on the prayer line this morning. Are you there, Sister Williams, on the prayer line this morning? All right, we'll try to get a hold of her. Amen. And thank you so much. That's such a caring spirit, Master-elect Charlotte Gray. Thank you for that. You are a blessing to the body of Christ. I heard somebody else trying to get in. We will permit that aloud. Go ahead, jump in there.
This is Knight from Texas.
Uh-huh.
Continue to pray for me and my family. I just want y'all to just pray for me. God knows what's going on.
He sure does. And we certainly will give prayer for you, too. I want to put, our granddaughter Breon, man, please don't forget her. She went into combat on this, what was it, last week, combat training. She went into it. And certainly want to keep her in our prayers. In fact, if you keep our family and our grandchildren in your prayers, thank you so much for that. Remember Dr. Betty, man, keep her in your prayers. And all of the ambassadors, amen, keep them in your prayers. God bless you. All right, I wonder if Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern is in prayer.
I'm here, sir.
All right, it's in your hands. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Thanks this morning. God bless every last one of you. We pray that the Lord has tremendously blessed you in your own services to where you will fellowship in over the weekend. But we're here at First Fruit this morning, starting out our week. Amen. Of May the 16th, and praying that God will bless every last one of you, whether you have your name on the prayer request or not. God is still a prayer answering God, and we want all of us to go and intercede in our own hearts, in our own minds, and throughout the day. We pray that some of these names will ring in your heart, and you will pray, amen, one for another. The Bible says that men should always pray and not faint, and we should pray one for another. As we look to the hills for which cometh our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning in a humble and submissive spirit. We come, O God, and we ask that you will, O God, wash us this morning, clear our minds. O God, let no guile or anything that is defiled in the temple be found in us on this morning. Let us come before you with a clean heart. Let us come before you, O God. Oh, God, just thinking about others more than ourselves in the name of Jesus. Our world is in a bad situation, Lord. There is trouble on every side. Oh, God, but we know that we serve a mighty God that is able to do anything exceedingly abundantly above anything that we can ever imagine in the name of Jesus. And that's the God and the kind of God that we serve. And we thank you this morning. And, oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, that we can embrace the prayer line with a thank you, Jesus. So many people can't do it. Oh, God, there are so many people that are sick, oh, God, in hospitals and nursing homes and institutions and in their back rooms, oh, God. Oh, God, but because you've spared us one more day, oh, God, we just honor you for it this morning, and we thank you, oh, God. And now, oh, God, as we embrace the prayer request this morning. We're praying, oh God, that your loving arms of protection, that your mighty arms would reach out, oh God, and just touch every last one of them that is standing in need of a prayer. Oh God, we respect those that even would want some prayer, oh God. So many people have not had answered prayers because they have not asked, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you say we can ask what we will, and it will be done unto us. As we lift up this morning, oh God, Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, oh God, such a woman of God that is always interceding for her pastor, oh God. I even feel like I know him in the spirit, oh God, and we ask that we pray for him, that you would give him a brand new heart. Your words say, I will give ye a new heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You've already restored him, oh God, but oh God, restore everything on him that needs to be restored in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, bless him and touch him right now, God. Down in the innermost to the uttermost, oh, God, you can do it in the name of Jesus. Nobody like you, oh, God, can do it. And we depend on you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let us see it in the land of the living. Touch Mother Digby and her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because she's crying out for him, oh God. You say what you do unto a prophet, you receive a prophet reward. And what better grace can she put among her pastor but prayer? And God, we thank you this morning that there are still some praying mothers in the vineyard, some still mothers of Zion like Mother Digby and so many more on this prayer line. And we honor that this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, honor her prayer request in the name of Jesus, and we consider it done in Jesus' name. Oh, God, this morning, remember, oh, God, Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson. Oh, God, thank you for Mother Wilson. We thank you, oh, God, that she's still a prayer answer, a still prayer mother, oh, God, still a mother of Zion that's praying and believing you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. She's asking, oh, God, that you would give traveling mercy, oh, God, to all of the people that are in the band. You know the band. You know the name of the band. You know what kind of make that it is, oh, God, that they're traveling from, oh, God, from Chicago to Memphis, oh, God, the early morning hour, oh, God. I believe it's the rush hour. But, oh, God, you know how to stop time for them, oh, God, and allow them and clear the highway and the byway, oh, God, that they make it from one destination to another destination. We bind up any accidents, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over them. We pray right now, God, that there will be no, oh, God, no accidents, no premature deaths. We plead the blood in the name of Jesus. Whoever is the driver, alert the driver. Give them plenty, oh, God, rest, oh God, that they may be able to take these great men and women of God from one destination to another. And oh God, she said that her husband was on that van. And oh God, because he's on that van, you will lift it for every last one of them. In the name of Jesus, let no hurt, harm, or danger come against them and anyone else that is traveling, Lord. Every day, Lord God, God, we ask for traveling mercy, oh God, from one place to another. It could be just around the corner and back home, but God, we pray that you touch today. Every day, God, I pray that you just give us traveling mercy. I don't leave out of my home or get in the car without you pleading the blood of Jesus. We cannot take it lightly because there's some careless drivers out there. Oh God, I know that it is because of January the 1st. We got hit from behind, and still, oh God, I'm suffering in my pain because of that. But you've kept me, oh God, and I know we have to plead the blood of Jesus. The blood does work. It still got power. It still would do what it happened to do because it's Jesus' blood, and Jesus' blood got power in it. And we thank you in advance, that they're going to come home safe in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, remember Mother Johnson, hallelujah, Mother Willie Johnson of Indiana, we thank you, oh, God, for Mother Johnson, we thank you for the mothers, oh, God, it's most of the mothers that are still interceding and asking for prayer in the name of Jesus, and Mother Willie Johnson have such a heart, for these people of God, that she's asking that you heal them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We call all that cancer demon out, in Jesus' name. There is nothing too hard for God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, it's cancer everywhere. It's one of the last plagues. But God, you are a cancer-killing demon, in the name of Jesus. We come this morning, and I believe, God, that plenty of them could be saved even more, if we will pray even more, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. If you can raise the dead, we know, oh God, that you can come and heal, oh God, these people, oh oh God of this cancer, I know that they're your people, God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying this morning for Angel Wilson. We call a name out. We send prayer to her body. Her body is right with pain, and God, deliver her. Give her peace in the midst of going through, in the name of Jesus. We call Wilma Holmes' name out. Oh, God, we're praying that you send prayer away. Oh, God, touch her this morning and all during the day in the name of Jesus. Remember, oh, God, another woman she called that she didn't know her name. But, God, you know her name. And, God, we're praying for them and those that did not even get a chance to tell about others that is racked with that pain, with that plague, with that demonic spirit that's down in their body. We've seen too many people leave out of this world because of that pain and because of this cancer. Oh, God, we know you can come in and lift it, Lord. We're praying this morning for Dr. and Mother Johnson told us to pray for Dr. Gina's husband, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, remember those in Indiana, where she living, Lord, and touch them, Lord, because she's praying for them. God, you're going to bless Mother Johnson. Keep her well. We come against anything that come against her. We need our prayer mothers. We don't need them sick, Lord. We don't need them down, Lord. We need them up, Lord, and interceding like they are. Oh, God, I pray, oh, God, that somebody will pray for me like that. When I get down in my body, I want somebody to call on the name of Jesus. Call on the elders of the church that they may pray for me. Oh, glory to God. You may be up today, and you don't know when you're going to be down tomorrow. So you better pray for others while you got a chance, because sure as you're born and sure as you're living, you're going to get a toll in life. Oh, glory to God this morning. We all are growing old. We all got pains. We all got aches. We all got problems. We all got issues. We all got somebody in our family that need Jesus, and we need to come together more and lift up the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus is a strong tower, and the righteous can run in, and there we are safe. There's no other place, no safer than in the arms of the Lord. Hallelujh. Oh, God, this morning, remember the prayer request for Sister Jennifer. Oh, God, about the children. Oh, God, my heart goes out to her. And my time is spent praying for the youth, praying for the children, praying, oh, God. I got young grandsons, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I got young daughters, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I mentor young people in my ministry, in the neighborhood. And, oh, God, the children of this world, they're wiser, but they're weaker. They know anything about the world system, but they don't know nothing about God, and that's a bad thing. It's scary. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh, God, for those that got these kids captive, that's selling them out, God. Oh, God, we're praying that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered to somebody's child is being sold. Somebody's child is being molested. Somebody's child is being introduced to drugs. Oh, God, is going on. And some of it's going on right in some of these homes while they're sleeping and busy on the phone. But there's chaos all around them in the name of Jesus. I know what I'm talking about because it's here on the face of the earth. And we come this morning and we intercede for our youth. We take them back out of the hands of the enemy. Oh, God, this morning, send a revival. Oh, God, just to sweep our youth up. Oh, God, don't put them in the hands of the enemy. Take them out of the hands of the enemy. Take them out of the hands of the drug dealer. Take them out of the hands for being misused in the name of Jesus. That's why they're children. The word said, when I was a child, I speak as a child. When they're young, oh God, they're foolish. But we that are wise, the word said on the end of that scripture, when I was a child, I speak as a child. But when I became a man, I put away the foolish things. And sometimes, God, being a man or a woman, it takes years down the line. But oh God, this morning, we cry out from the deep, from the depth of our soul this morning, for the youth, oh God. Everybody got some young person around them, whether you're they're your child, your grandchild, your niece or your nephew, your cousin or your relative. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. The schools need Jesus in it. Oh, God. Every school needs to be assigned a pastor and a prayer warrior, and we'll see a change in the world. Every school needs prayer warriors walking through the hallway. Some of them need mothers sitting in the classrooms praying that God get the glory. They need a covering. Oh, yes, they do. In the name of Jesus, we can pray anything down. Oh, yes, we can. If they can pray fire from heaven, we can pray, oh God, that you turn it around. In the name of Jesus, the system don't have the last say. Politics don't have the last say. The Bible said that, oh God, you're the beginning and you're the ending. You're the first and you're the last. You're the Alpha. You're the Omega. You're the soon coming King. Oh God, you just only give the devil permission to do certain things. But when it comes to the kingdom of God, the kingdom suffers violence. But we're the violent one, and we take it by force. Our weapon is not carnal, but is mighty and strong, and pulling down every strong tower that come against the knowledge of God. And that's a strong one. Cancer, tuberculosis, our children in trauma. Oh God, this morning, we can call out the list. Oh God, but you can knock it out. You can shoot it down like a gun. In the name of Jesus, all you got to do is speak the word. Oh, the word got power. Power. It's got power more than drugs. Power over any medicine. Power over any doctor's decision. Power in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, we come praying. Oh, you gotta get mad with the devil. You gotta get so mad until you just go down in God and say, God, you gotta do something. Avenge us of our adversary. In the name of Jesus. I can't do nothing unless you do it, God. Oh, God, this morning, remember Ambassador-elect, Sister Linda Porsche. Touch our mother, Mother Porsche, with her eyes. Her heart is fixed toward Kansas. And, God, you're going to honor that. But bless the Lord. In the name of Jesus, remember Sister Lucille, her procedure today. I believe it's already answered. Oh, God, remember Ambassador Charlotte Bray as we pray. Oh, God, for Sister Ann Johnson, for Sister Sheila. Thank you, God, for Ambassador Latonya Williams. But, God, she's working late hours, early morning hours. Remember her. Her heart is here. But, God, keep these beautiful women in the name of Jesus. Let them return. When, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Renee McKnight, oh God, we're praying for her right now. Oh God, I heard on the line last night that weary in well-doing. I pray that you rise up from that this morning in the name of Jesus. Get a praise down there, Sister Mike Knight. Put a praise on it. I guarantee you. Matter of fact, I know it to be a fact. When you begin to praise God, all those heavy burdens will be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Not only for Sister Mike Knight, but everyone on here. If you're feeling low and if you're feeling down, you feel like nobody cares, I guarantee you, oh, Jesus, when we put a praise on it, the devil can't do nothing with the praises of God. Praises not only reach heaven, but praises blesses you. Oh, glory this morning. And Lord God, we pray the last prayer this morning. Oh, God, for the family, the first family. Remember our chief ambassador. Remember our chief ambassador. Remember him in every way. Oh, God, this morning, touch him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Remember, oh, God, Ambassador Lady Betty this morning. Oh, God, we come calling out to her that you touch her, that you heal her, that you shake her up, Lord. Another anointing. Fill her again with the precious Holy Ghost. Oh, God, a new lady in you, oh, God. A new vessel in you, oh, God. Remember, Bree, this morning, you have not forgotten about her. But we send prayer where she is. We send prayer and come back. And no comeback is greater than the comeback of prayer. Oh, God, keep her mind. Don't let her get discouraged. Oh, God, she's on an assignment. And God, she's going to finish with fine colors because we lift her up before you. Remember Chief Ambassador's grandchildren, his daughter, son-in-law, his children, oh, God, his brothers, his sisters, his cousins, his nieces. Oh, God, whoever is attached to the Johnson family, amazing grace, how sweet the sound, hallelujah, and touch everyone that's up under the sound of our voices this morning, and God, we give you glory, and we give you praise, and we thank you, because we know we're going to have some praise reports out of the great things and the wonderful things that you're doing through prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, thank God, amen, amen. Back in your hands, Chief.
Oh, my God, my God, my God. Ah, my God, the anointing of the Lord has touched all of us on this line. Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern from North Chicago, Illinois, for that wonderful, oh, my God, energizing prayer. Thank you so much. We got to go
God
this morning.
You.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador Stern. May the Lord bless you and restore back unto you everything that the Lord put out to you in the name of Jesus.
Ooh,
Lord,
Jesus.
Lift her body and restore her. Amen. Lift her back up and
yeah.
Give her the strength that she put out in Jesus' name and even more, Lord. And we thank you for it and we believe it right now. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of y'all. Got to go. Don't forget about the convention. We're looking for you. Maybe we can get a little information here, amen, excitement here about the convention here. I know God's going to bless you when you come. Getting ready to shout, getting ready to praise God, getting ready to be blessed. And the Lord gave me a word for you. Remember that when you come, don't worry about back home because he's going to take care of back home while you're at the convention in the name of Jesus. Let me see. Can we get some more information, Ambassador? Amen. Ambassador Hodges, are you there? Can we get some more information about the convention?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And I just want to say good morning to everyone else. We're really getting excited. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you all here. June 9th, 2016, first worldwide convention. We are getting ready for you. simply fly into MCI, that's in Kansas City, Missouri, and we're asking that you give us your itinerary. Send it to us so that we will have someone there to meet you. We'll be staying at Host Hotel. This year will be the Hilton Garden Inn, located at 420 Minnesota Avenue. The number there for room reservations, 913-342-7900. Now, yesterday was our cutoff date for the $99 rooms, but if you hurry and call today, I'm sure they'll order that rate. And also, I just want to say we do have someone that's looking for a roommate, a female that's looking for a roommate. So if you would like to have a roommate to help take care of part of that $99 rate, give me a call here at the office, 816-425-4894. We're expecting a high time in the Lord on Thursday night. We will have that fireball out of North Little Rock, Arkansas. Dr. James Bolden will be with us. Then on Friday night is our Chief Ambassador's Night. He will be bringing the message for us, as well as all of the ambassador elects will be installed as full-fledged ambassadors. You do not want to miss this. On Saturday night is Youth Night, and also the night of the One Night Revival. All roads are leading to Kansas City. If you're in the area, invite someone to come. Bring your children. Bring your family. Bring the sick. There is a blessing waiting for you this year at the First Root 2016 convention. God bless you, and we're looking forward to seeing you here.
Thank you so much. God bless all of you all. And let's go out tonight, rather today, by wishing Mother Digby a happy birthday to your Mother Digby. God bless you. Amen. And the line is open to anybody else who wants to.
Thank you.
Give your name and wish her a happy birthday.
From Minneapolis, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Mother Digby, this is Ambassador Hodges from Kansas City, and happy birthday, young lady.
Oh, thank you.
This is Sister Lucille. Happy birthday, Mother Bliss. God bless you.
Thank you.
Ambassador Stern, happy birthday, Mother Digby. God bless you, beautiful woman of God.
Thank you.
Good morning. Get up on that credit point. I'm telling you the truth. I had the Holy Ghost right here in my bed. Thank God for that prayer.
Good morning. This is Betty in Kansas City. Just want to wish Mother Digby a happy birthday.
Thank you, First Lady.
Happy birthday, Mother Digby, from Arkansas, Ambassador Smith. I love you so much.
Love you, too. Thank you so much.
And best of you, Jolene, down there. Happy birthday, Mother Digby.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Ambassador Meg Deborah Johnson in Texas. God bless you. God bless you, Mother Digby. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
This is Sister Coleman from Kansas City, Mother Digby. Happy birthday. Love you.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you. Love each and every one of you. Thank you so much.
This is Sister Linda from 801 Utah. I just want to wish you a happy birthday, and may you have many, many more.
Thank you.
Mother Johnson from Utah. I'm sorry, from Indianapolis. Aren't you going to tell her about the red dress?
Oh,
I was looking for
it. Well, I tell you, I thought about the red dress, but a pastor storm of prayer to me this morning. I'm full of the Holy Ghost right now. I tell you, prayer is all right. I tell you, God is good. And I want you to know that I touch and agree with every word that you said, because I know God is able to do anything. Okay? Just keep praying. Keep telling the word. Oh, I just thank God. You just have a blessed, blessed day on your birthday.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
3311
Bachelor Renata Jones, happy birthday, Mother Digby. That's Renata Jones saying happy birthday to you, Mother Digby.
Oh, thank you, Sister Jones. God bless you.
Anyone else? The line
happy
open.
Birthday, Mother Digby. This is LaShonda in Kansas City.
Thank you, LaShonda.
All right, anyone else? God bless all of you today. My. It's been a wonderful day. Man, y'all energized me this morning. Just remember, no matter what you're going through, it's going to be all right. We'll hear you on the blog line tonight at 9 o'clock tonight. Amen. Give you a lot of time to get there. That's 9 o'clock tonight. No matter what you're going through, it's going to be all right. Don't forget, June 9th through the 12th, we're going to be here in Kansas City looking for you. God bless you. I know the Lord's going to really touch you. God's going to do some things for you. Come on. Come on. You have to come by plane, a train, a bus, or however, whatever. If you got a motorcycle, come on. Whatever you go, come on. Come on. We're looking for you. God bless you.
Have a wonderful day too, Dr. Johnson. You and Sister Dr. Betty Johnson too.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. Thank you.